The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
The British Film Institute is running a competition for children aged 4 to 18 living in the UK and in Ireland. It's called See Yourself on Screen Challenge. And Caoimhe na hÉireann is a presenter with TG Cathair and BBC, is on the line now. Good morning to you, Caoimhe.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What is your involvement then in See Yourself on Screen Challenge?
Well, I am one of the mentors this year. It was run for the first time last year, and I was a mentor, and I'm delighted to be asked back this year. They've got lots of people in the industry because it is all over Ireland and the UK. Mm. So the likes of Connie Hawke and Harry Hill and Reggie Yates, and then me here in Ireland because I have presented in the past and continue to do so.
You have a gorgeous Donegal blass.
I would hope so. Sure, it's the best Irish and English in Donegal.
What part of Donegal are you from?
I'm from Letterkenny.
Oh yes, very nice. Yeah. It's very specific.
The gateway to everywhere else.
What's that?
The gateway to everywhere else in the county.
That's an interesting one. Everyone kind of sees the end of the world when you get up the Hookhead Peninsula. Okay, very good. What do you do, by the way? You present on BBC, don't you?
Yes, so I present both radio and TV. So I have a radio show on BBC Radio Ulster and then present TV for BBC and TG Cathair. So I would do a lot of stuff kind of geared towards the 18 to 35-year-olds and have started out, I suppose, when I was back in DCU in college still and presented children's TV for TG Cathair. So that was a brilliant experience, you know, a summer job when you're still in university with my friend Aideen. So that was 52 episodes of children's TV, which is forever going to be on TG Cathair, I would assume, as it's still on. I'm kind of still presenting and based in Belfast because there are definitely a lot of opportunities there.
I mean, yeah, because you have the speed of language that's required for children's television. Because in South Donegal,
it's so high accent.
you cut the North Donegal thing because it's much quicker. Whereas South Donegal is the Daniel thing, isn't it? Really slows
everything
down.
Well, it's a massive county. I don't think people believe that we all have different accents, you know, because Donegal is so massive and different dialects and everything. But yeah, no, definitely the Donegal Irish, and then paired with my friend Aideen's kind of Wicklow Irish, if that is a thing, on the TV was brilliant for kids, I think.
I struggled enough because I had a Donegal Irish teacher and it was, instead of Canuck, it was Crook.
Yeah, and, Crook.
Yeah, I had no idea what Wicklow Irish sounds like. I'm leading you way down off the path here. So anyway, tell us about See Yourself on Screen. What do you want from young people?
Yeah, so this is a challenge run by, as you said, the BFI, so the British Film Institute, and it's in line with their Young Audiences Content Fund. So what they're asking is for people aged 4 to 18 across Ireland and the UK to submit a 30-second video summarising their idea for what would be a 2-minute-long mini TV show. Okay. And the winner in Ireland, their 2-minute TV show will be broadcast on TG Cathair, so it's an amazing opportunity for young people out there to get, you know, their idea and their short show on TG Cathair. There's a theme with it this year as well, because 75 years ago was the start of children's programming. So after World War II, the BBC started kind of a children's hour on a Sunday. So it's the 75th anniversary of that. So we're asking the young people to look 75 years into the future. So what would their idea for a TV show set in 2096 be?
Wow.
So I can only imagine what kind of ideas are going to be coming in, because, you know, young people are just so creative. So it's nice to have a theme for them and kind of see what they think a TV show set in 2096 would look like. So we asked them to send in an initial 30-second video, and then they will receive some mentoring from myself and, you know, a lot of support from TG Cathair, and then their 2-minute video will be broadcast on TG Cathair.
Brilliant. So they're too long mini TV show. That's the idea they come up with. They're doing 30-second videos to propose that.
Just to kind of summarise what their idea is and to give us an idea. And then a panel of judges will judge all those entries, and one winner from Ireland will be chosen, and then lots of winners in Britain as well. And then the Irish winner's video will be broadcast on TG Cathair.
It's kind of incredible to think that there was children's TV shows as far back as 1946.
I know, I really don't remember it myself, but it seems to be such kind of a historic moment, because there wasn't anything before that. So.
Yeah.
You know, 75 years ago that they started out with that children's hour, and sure, now, you know, you can watch children's TV 24 hours a day, and some children maybe do, but
they do.
It's everywhere now, you know, so it's nice to kind of to look back at that, but then also look into the future, because children's TV and, you know, content for young audiences is always having to adapt and having to, you know, keep up with what children are looking to watch. So it'll be interesting to see what the children themselves, you know, would like to watch and would like to be a part of.
Muffin the Mule was the first puppet, 1946. That was the TV show.
Yes.
Very strange animal to choose.
I know, of all the animals.
Mules. Don't hear much of them around Ireland. So this ran for the first time last year. So what kind of ideas did you get then?
Well, I know the young girl I mentored, we were kind of in the thick of lockdown at the time, and her video kind of focused on the emotions of lockdown, which I thought was so interesting because as a young girl, you know, she was really expressive in what she was going through during lockdown. Now, she was really proud of what she was achieving during lockdown. I know she was very proud of having made dinner by herself for the first time and things like that, but she found it really difficult, and she actually used a lot of kind of imagery and emojis and things like that. You know, like, kids are so just kind of up to speed with technology and everything else, and so her video focused primarily on the emotions she was feeling and kind of very visual. So I really enjoyed, I have to say, mentoring her and kind of, you know, getting to see what a child was experiencing during lockdown, because we all had our own experience, of course, but it was nice to see how children were coping. So that was her entry last year, and with this one, when it's such a kind of, you know, it's a time traveling almost theme, you know, I think it'll be really interesting to see how they're inspired, you know, and what they'd like to see on the TV.
It's just because kids have that unjaded view of the world, and they have an optimism that doesn't come naturally to the rest of us after the crushing disappointment of adult independence.
I know.
I say in jest.
Kids forever.
Do the submissions from young people need to be in the Irish language, says this texter?
Yeah, so for the Irish language, I suppose the Irish entries, considering the fact that they will be shown on TG Cahir, Irish language is obviously, you know, the language of the station, so they do have to be in Irish. But the thing with these two-minute videos, you know, it's all about the visuals, and that's something that, you know, I would have told my mentee a lot last year. You know, you might have these great ideas, but what actually is the visual? Because TV is obviously so visual, and they need to have, you know, those images and those pictures. So it can be very visual. You know, it's not to say that you don't need to, you know, you don't need to do a two-minute monologue or anything like that, but it does have to be in Irish. But it can be, you know, you can rely a lot on imagery and on, you know, kind of stills or video or whatever it is.
Trying to imagine 2096, which is kind of Blade Runner years, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like you say, the kids are just able to do that. Do you think they've more imaginative approach to the telly than the adults?
I mean, yeah, I think, as you say, they're undated, you know, and they do have just such a kind of, I suppose, a positive outlook. Now, I know it's changed over the years. You know, I know there's maybe less, you know, creativity, or maybe less playing outside like we would have done in the 90s. But I know the children still are so visual in their imagination, and, you know, are so kind of, well, I suppose they watch what they like, and if they're watching a cartoon or a particular show, it's because they like it, and it's because, you know, it inspires something within them. So I do think the children, you know, have more of a kind of an imaginative approach to television sometimes. They should definitely be, you know, on panels and everything else, you know, choosing what we put on the TV for them, because they really are, you know, the audience that we're supposed to be attracting to these TV shows. So I think it's always interesting to give them a voice and a platform, you know, to kind of to flesh out their own ideas.
Yeah. And they ask interesting questions that end up informing the rest of us, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know. And that's the thing. I know when I was presenting children's TV, you know, when you might walk in somewhere and a kid recognises you from the TV, and, you know, it's a lovely feeling. It's a lovely feeling to have them, you know, come up to you and be all shy, but also in awe. But, you know, they expect you to have retained all the information of 52 episodes about animals. And I did not retain all that information, but yet they would know so much more than me. They would be asking
you.
Me, oh, a million questions about every animal we had discussed, you know. So children really do latch on to something that they enjoy, and then have, you know, all the questions in the world. I think there's nothing kind of more interesting than a conversation with a child, because they just don't hold back, and you get, you know, asked every question under the sun. So it's always nice to give them that opportunity to ask the questions, but also, you know, kind of to give their own answers as well.
Yeah, the filter free of childhood. So, Lani, where should they go to enter this competition?
Yeah, so if they go to bfi.org.uk/see-yourself-on-screen, and great, all the details are there. And the closing date for entries is 2:00 on Monday, the 28th of June. And then the shortlisted entrants will be notified on the 14th of July.
Brilliant. Caoimhín na cathal. And we're going to see you again on TG Cahir in the autumn.
Yes, I have a sustainable fashion series coming to TG Cahir and BBC in the autumn, so that's brilliant. Very exciting. It's all done. I've done it all. I'm just waiting for it to be broadcast now.
Well, the best of luck with that.
Thank you.
And the best of luck, as we say, I've lost it already. No, bfi.org.uk/see yourself on screen.
Yes, that's it.
Caoimhe, thanks a million.
Okay, thanks, over. Bye-bye. Sam.